This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Welcome to our very last episode of Out of the Pods. For the last time, my name is Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And I won't say happy Wednesday. When will I ever say happy Wednesday again?
Honestly, just text me every Wednesday and say it to me, please.
You're going
to
be like, stop.
Actually, I want a voice note every Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, my pod bestie. I know we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, how this is our last episode, but sitting here and pressing record, it just feels so, so different. I'm like very emotional right now.
I know. I actually didn't think that I would feel that way. And then as soon as we hit record, I was like, whew, this wave of emotion just took over me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this feels so bittersweet.
I know. And I just have to like suck the tears back in. I was like, okay, let me hold it together.
Dry them up, girl.
Dry them up. Well, now they're dried up after you said that. I was like, okay, no problem. No, it's definitely bittersweet. We just want today to feel like a conversation, a little bit of reflection, a little gratitude, and just a chance for us to be here with you one more time.
Yeah, we wanted to be open with you guys about how we got here and why we decided to end the podcast, because honestly, it wasn't part of the plan to stop doing this because we absolutely loved it to be able to sit with your best friend and talk into a mic about just life and all the things. I think it truly was such a dream job.
Before we press record, we put a few notes down on our phone. So if it sounds like we're reading off of somewhere, it's because we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wanted to take the time to, you know, say everything that's on our mind in a thoughtful way.
We're going to be transparent with you guys. We were very emotional before recording this episode, and we just felt like we had to have our thoughts written down because we couldn't, like, even when we were talking about like, oh, like, you know, what are we going to say in this conversation? We just couldn't get the words out.
Yeah.
We were just like so emotional and like, we're like, we got to write something down.
I know. It really is an end of an era. So, but no, we just wanted to be open with you guys about how we got here and why we decided to end the podcast, because it wasn't always the plan to end it. And we just have absolutely loved doing this. It really is such a dream job to be able to sit down, talk on a mic with your best friend and connect with all of you guys, our pod besties. It truly just has been such a dream.
You guys are amazing. And so it truly was like, I don't know, I couldn't have even wished this like 10 years ago. I didn't even know this could be a thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I digress like always, but our conversations about ending Out of the Pods and closing this chapter, it really started when we got amazing news. We got an offer from a very, very big podcast network that represented the world's biggest podcast. But when we got close to signing the contract, I think it opened us up to having bigger conversations about the future, like what this podcast will become and also what we individually want for ourselves personally and professionally. Individually, we came to the same conclusion is it's probably best to take a pause for now as Deep D and I have our own dreams that we want to fulfill. And we wanted to open time up for that. And that truly is the truth. Like there isn't any more to that or any less to that.
Yeah. And I think the fact that we both came to the conclusion individually, like you said, kind of solidified that this was the right choice for us and for ourselves. And
yeah,
I'm just really proud of what we've built. I think we both realized that it was time for us to walk away. And I think I always say this, it's very important to know when to do that. and we're feeling like really good and proud of what we built. We never want to be in a position where we are forced to walk away because we hate what we're doing. I think we're in such a good place right now, and it just feels good to move on to the next chapter of our lives.
Yes.
Truly.
I'm so excited, and you'll be a part of like every chapter of my life.
Yes, forever. We are bonded. You are my OG pod bestie. Yes. So you are bonded to me for life. Just FYI.
And our pod besties are always going to be coming for the ride. Like it might not be on Out of the Pods, but like obviously you can DM us, reach out to us whenever.
Absolutely. And I think we both have personally felt a shift in what we want to achieve. And what I love about us is that I feel like we raise the bar on ourselves a lot, and we unlock new versions of ourselves that has different goals and wants to always evolve and just achieve more and more. And I just love that I have you in my life who also feels that way too. So it just feels really good about where we are in life in general, but especially with the podcast ending, I think we're just in such a good place mentally.
I know it doesn't sound like much to end something that was so meaningful to us, but that truly was the reason.
Yeah.
I think when we started the podcast 3 years ago, we were different people, and I love the versions we are now, but you know, with new versions of ourselves, we have new dreams and goals that we want to fulfill.
Can you believe that it's exactly 3 years ago now that we started the podcast?
I can't believe that.
Like, when things have like such a beautiful like finale ending to where like we recorded 150 episodes, like all these things just like are tying back, and it just feels so good to be ending this way. I don't know. It just like feels like a full circle moment almost.
Guys, we started exactly 3 years ago. So our first episode came out March 26th. Oh. I forgot I can't say the sixth.
I'm going to miss that so much.
Our first episode came out March 26th, 2023.
Insane.
Like almost 3 years ago, because today's what, March 25th?
25th.
Yeah.
When this episode comes out, it'll be March 25th. Insane.
I know.
Like what a beautiful full circle moment.
I know. Is there like any meaning to the number three?
Three?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like, is it one of your angel numbers?
It's not mine. Oh, okay. Mine's 222s and ones.
We should have ended it last year.
God,
then.
I feel like you're not going to... Are you going to miss me just... Actually, I'll talk to you all the time. Never mind.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean?
Are you going to miss me when I'm like, hey, we're recording at 11:11 today?
No, it's now going to change where you're like, hey, when we're on this phone call, it's 1-1-1. 1-11.
I'm just going to wait to text you every single day at 11:11 and be like, hey, bitch, did you look at the time?
I feel like the last couple of weeks when we announced we're ending it, we've talked more than ever.
I know.
About non-podcast things, like more just like friend stuff.
Yeah. Because I feel like it does feel weird that it's ending because it's something that we've had together for so long. You've been my only constant for the last 3 years. My sister does say, I talk to you more than she talks to her boyfriend. And she is so right. She is so right.
Well, no. So maybe we'll finally have boyfriends after this podcast ends.
That's why we're making space.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, when we said we had goals and dreams, and our goals and dreams is to have boyfriends. And so we're like, we need to end it.
That's true.
We're becoming codependent.
Yeah. You have been my girly pop for the last 3 years. So I've never felt a void. You know?
No. I was just going to say, I was like, I've never felt lonely because I think Deep Deep feels that void in my heart.
That is so true, actually. Yeah.
I really do believe this because I saw you so often, partially because of the podcast. I mean, as best friends, we talk often, but I think we talked even more because of the podcast.
Yeah.
That it made it easier for me to like get through heartbreaks.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like get over relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And like finally see the light and be like, I didn't need that mofo.
Yeah. No, if you think about what we've been through the last 3 years, like after New York Boy and like all the craziness with that, you helped me get over my last relationship. It took me a while. But like, honestly, I don't know what I would have done without you on all of those moments where I felt so anxious and you literally calmed me down and you're like, listen, life is great. You're good. Everything is good.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've just been through so much together.
I know. And the best part of it, though, as well is when I would talk about my relationship or dating situations on this podcast, and our pod besties would send me such amazing advice or just be like, I'm there for you, like, mm-hmm. you'll be okay. And truly, that has been probably the hardest part of making the decision to end Out of the Pods for Deep D and I. We've talked about it. The thing that I think kept us going were the pod besties, mm-hmm. and like the community and like the comments and the DMs and just having people that you can just feel good around. So I just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah. I think the community that has come along with this podcast is something that is so meaningful and something that we will cherish forever. Because yeah,
we'll never take it for granted.
Never. And the fact that so many of you guys have DM'd us and commented and just have made us felt seen in how we feel and how we think, I think that's been like the most special thing ever. And we're just so, so, so grateful for you guys.
Truly, we always say pod besties, but we really, really mean that. Like, you've been a part of this with us this entire time.
Yeah. I can't even count how many times I have received a message from a pod bestie, and it has completely changed my entire day for the better. And especially on those days where I've feeling low or just like not feeling confident in myself, and someone just reaches out and it's just like such a small comment, but it's just so impactful. Yes. I don't know, I will never ever take that for granted, and it's just so powerful.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for just being part of this journey for the last 3 years.
Yeah. It's been that's so crazy. This feels so weird.
You know what I was just thinking about? Do you remember the 2 weeks leading up to our first episode? Like, how we barely slept. Oh my God, I get emotional thinking about it.
Yes.
We worked so, so hard.
So hard.
To launch this podcast.
The amount of fonts we looked at, the crazy amount of hours we just spent like figuring out branding. I don't know, everything. I even still remember when our first episode went live. And we were together in like a common area in one of the high rises in the building I was living at the time. And you literally took the phone and just start running around the whole thing, just
screaming.
You're like, that moment is so vivid in my mind, and it will always be, because it was like just such an exciting time.
Another moment I like remember so, so clearly is the day we recorded our first episode because we couldn't get the intro right. Yes. Because right, like Out of the Pods now just like rolls off my tongue, mm-hmm. you know, it's like easy to say.
Yeah.
But at the time it was still like new to us. Mm-hmm. Like we had just chosen the title like a week prior.
Yeah.
And we're like, welcome to another episode of At the Pod. Like we couldn't get it out of our mouths.
Yeah. Like, how did we even forget? I even remember being like, oh yeah, and my name is Deep T. It's like, how do you forget?
And then I was like, I'm Natalie.
See, it was all about tone. Yeah. We're trying to get the tone.
No,
right.
I remember you were like, welcome to the very first episode of
yeah.
And I was like, I'm Natalie. Like, we couldn't get it out.
Yes.
We spent like, we said it 7-8 times.
Crazy.
It was so crazy. And we had our editor in the room with us at the time. And he's like, just breathe, girls. Like, just relax.
He's like, I can tell this is your first rodeo.
Yeah, it literally was our first rodeo.
Yeah.
And we were so nervous. We didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
We like practiced what we were going to say for our first episode. And then I think at the end of that episode, you're like, okay, next episode, we need to take a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Because we were so stiff. Like, we're so nervous.
That lasted one episode.
And then the next episode, we take a shot of tequila before we press record. And I was literally so drunk, I stopped talking.
No, I literally was like, was there a sedative in the tequila? Like, Natalie, hello, are you okay?
I remember you're like, so are you going to say anything? And then we found out we didn't even press record. We spoke for 50 minutes. Well, it was mostly Deep D talking because I just ceased to exist.
Wait, isn't it so crazy, though, the amount of times? Like, we make this podcast look easy, pod besties, but there have been so many times where we have recorded and we actually forgot to hit record on the camera.
And we'll record for like an hour and a half and we're like, wait a minute.
Insane.
We didn't record anything.
And we're like, we have to do that all over again.
And we won't. We're like, we need a break. Can we just do it tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Like, we're like, we can't.
It's insane. The fact that we have put out an episode almost every single week for the last 3 years, it just boggles my mind that we were able to make that happen. And I'm just so proud of us.
Yeah. And we probably actually recorded 30 more episodes that never made air because we forgot to press the record button.
Because it's literally just me and Natalie as a team. There's no one behind the camera being like, you're not recording. There's no one there.
Yeah, no one. It's just us.
Yeah,
and we used to have like massive technical issues too.
All the time.
Like there was a couple of episodes where like our mic wires didn't work. You remember?
Yes. And you like, we kept hearing a buzz in them.
Yeah.
It was driving us insane. We're like, I guess we have to record remote till we figure out the wire problem.
I know. I was like, our wires aren't working. And then we just got new wires and then our mics worked.
It was like the easiest solution, but like the toughest process to get to it.
Yeah. And these wires were like $20. I was like, how come we didn't just buy new wires?
Wow, looking back. But that's what my favorite moments are, I think, of the podcast. It's all those like in-between moments of the episodes. When people ask like, what's your favorite episode? I don't know if I have one. I think it's really just those moments where we mess up so much or we mispronounce something or like when we're doing ads, we just like can't speak straight and we're just like laughing for 10 minutes straight.
Oh my gosh. One time we were reading an ad. And I think we recorded it like 50 times. Oh, yeah. It took an entire hour because we kept looking at each other and laughing and like, or there's like a word we couldn't say.
Yes.
There was something where you were like, what was it? You remember where it was like the th? It was like your gut health.
The gut health.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
The gut health.
TT kept going, gut health. And I was like, ma'am, it's gut health.
I couldn't say it. I couldn't get the words out that day. I was like, I don't think I've ever been able to speak English because why can't I get this out?
But it's like so much fun. Podcasters who don't have a co-host, I'm like, you must have no fun. I'm sorry, but like when you mess up and you have a co-host, it's so much fun.
So much fun.
Yeah, sure, it sucks. and you're wasting time.
Yeah. Were we there for 4 hours? Yes.
But it's like so much fun when you're just like able to be like, let's just go somewhere and have a drink.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And I just love the fact that we've built such an amazing relationship over the past 3 years too, that I feel like I can just come to you with anything.
Yes.
And we can have such an open, honest conversation about everything. There's no topic that is off limits with
100%.
Us. And that's what I absolutely love. And I feel like, I don't know, we've just put in the work to get to where we are.
I think it's very special when you find someone who will rarely or never judge you and will still love you and support you. And I hope everyone, I hope all our pod besties finds a deep D.
Oh my.
Because it's...
Do not make me cry.
It really,
right now.
Really has been special, not only being your co-host, but also your best friend.
Oh my gosh. And I don't think I have ever met anyone as loyal and as fierce and such a freaking good friend.
Fierce.
No, seriously, you are. And I don't know, there's just so much I've learned from you, and I will remember it for the rest of my life. Like, this feels like a breakup right now, and it's not at all, but I'm just very emotional about it. But I piggyback off what you just said, and I hope Pod Besties, you guys find a Natalie in your life too.
I know you're only seeing probably one side of our friendship on this podcast, but it's probably one of the most special friendships of my life, and I hope everyone is able to find a friendship like this one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't think I can even say anything else because I'm going to cry. I love you so much.
Why are your hands so sweaty?
Because I'm crying. My hands are crying too.
My hands are also very clammy right now. It's because I'm emotional.
It's because we never are emotional with each other.
I know.
You know, like we've always just...
We have that sense of humor together where like we don't say I love you. It's more like you look okay.
Yeah. If Natalie's being extremely nice to you, there's a problem.
Yeah. That's like, I have some feelings towards you.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to talk about this earlier in our podcast, like what it's like working with you as a business partner, which is hard to see because you are my best friend. You know, like I've never... said like you're my business partner, but technically this is a business. Like we have people who work for us, but Deep D as a businesswoman, I think will surprise many, many people. I think in the podcast industry, it is still very cutthroat. There are times when external parties will try to take advantage of us or kind of push us to make a decision, and we'll have to push back, advocate for ourselves, protect ourselves. And that requires us to have really, really hard conversations. And Deep D is excellent at that, like very much so.
You
are such a strong businesswoman. And I'm kind of sad that like our pod besties have never been able to see that.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? You are the exact same way. And when I said earlier that you have helped me like just become a better version of myself. And that does relate a lot to our business and working together. I feel like I've learned so much from you too. You're extremely detail oriented. You are just on top of it when you need to be, and you are
but when I'm not
but when you're not, no. And you're just like such a direct person when it comes to being an entrepreneur, and I think that is so important, and it's such a good skill to have.
I think on like the back end stuff of again, going back to like advocating for ourselves, protecting ourselves, pushing back, was, which is something like we had to do quite often. Yeah. And like Deep D will be direct, but in a nice way where she's still able to have like all parties feel really good. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something I've learned with you. I think when I'm pushing back, I'm way more direct and not thinking of like, well, how can I still come off kind.
Yeah. But I feel like, yeah, but that's why I love having you in my life too, is because I think the balance is where it's like perfect.
Yes.
You know what I agree. Mean? That's
I agree.
Where that's why we thrive so well together. And I feel like you definitely gave me the confidence to be that version of myself. So
we've never really talked about what it's like working together professionally because it hasn't really felt like work. I think we've heard stories of best friends working together where it's not turned out well, but for us, it's been a dream. Like we just worked really, really well together. Like we filled each other's gaps when it came to running a business specifically. Early on, we worked it out so that we had like designated responsibilities. And so it was just like a really well-oiled machine. And so for anyone who is thinking of starting a business with their friends or a friend, like absolutely have that. I think you and I don't really have egos. Mm-hmm. And I think we already established in the very beginning that if we ever gave feedback or let's say disagreed with each other on a business decision, it wasn't ever personal.
Right.
Like we were strictly speaking professionally. And also it was for the betterment of us and out of the pots.
Exactly.
Like it was never to like, you know, so it was like easy if you were like, I disagree with this decision. Like, I think we should do this.
Yeah.
I never, ever took it personally or ever felt any way about it.
No, same. We knew that beneath the conflict, there's so much love there that the conflict was just, okay, let's look at it. Okay, why do we disagree? And let's move forward in like a very, very like mature way. And that's why it's so easy to come to you with any type of conflict.
Yeah.
Actually, and it was rarely ever.
It was just like conversations. We, you know, like Deep Deep, like I would be like, hey, I think we should do this with this.
This, yeah.
And then she might be like, I disagree, and here's why.
Yeah,
and
my magic eight ball said no, okay.
And I'd be like, that makes sense. If I felt very strongly, I might like be like, but I really think we should do this.
Yeah. And then I just take that into account and be like, okay, if she's feeling strongly about this, then I can compromise in this way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then vice versa.
Or if you're like, wait, I know you feel strongly, but I think it's not the best decision, that she would say it, and that would, that's it.
Exactly.
Like, no, be like, okay.
Truly a dream partnership. And I'm just so happy it was with you. Like, I could not imagine having done that with this podcast with anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's crazy.
I think we had that, like, the best sort of balance. But I know people are always curious, like, what it was really like behind the scenes. But honestly, it was nearly perfect working together. It's like our personalities meshed, but also our business personalities meshed really well together. Like we were always very much aligned. But yeah, like for anyone again starting a business, just make sure you're going in with no ego, but also knowing that like any conversation should never be taken personally unless it is personal.
Yeah,
you know?
Unless it's personal. But yeah.
Unless you're like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truly this has just been such a dream. But anyways, enough about us. I think we just want to end this podcast by saying how grateful we are to our pod besties. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Wednesdays.
We really don't take it lightly that you chose to spend your time with us. So thank you so much.
This isn't the end of us. It's just the end to this chapter. And who knows, maybe one day we'll feel called to open this again.
You never know. We might feel the calling again. But with that, I know we always end this podcast with a see you next Wednesday. But for now, it's just a see you later.
We love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.